Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, each day during the week, you and I talk about the issues facing our region and the country and the world. We cover the issues each day in our news programs. This station is here so that listeners in our communities can make the decisions about their lives based on the information we provide. And here we go on our way to another fun drive. The lockbox officially open. Da-da-da-da. And the money's already rolling in, Alan. $417,552 sits there right now.
And David, that's without our even having asked. People are so concerned. What did we do? We brought the entire impeachment process to you. Now we'll bring the trial for however long that lasts. And it does look like the Republicans are doing everything in their power to make it go away. They don't want evidence. They don't want witnesses. They want to keep it going until the wee hours of the morning. They're going to try to make it an all-nighter. Each side gets 24 hours, so it looks like it'll be going way into the wee hours of the morning, and we will be there, assuming that NPR does its part. And, of course, you all know that we pay NPR a fortune, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. Sometimes they're where they should be, sometimes not. We hope that they will be, and we'll do everything in our power to make sure that everybody gets what they need in order to be good citizens. And so that's why the lockbox becomes so important. The one thing we don't want to do is to have an extensive fund drive, which we will need to do, obviously. We don't want to do it, but we need to do it in order to keep the place going. So if people are willing to just put something in now, go to WAMC.org, or put it in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Each of those things will help a great deal. As I say, the money's been rolling in without our asking. So now we're asking. Now we're saying, let's get this done so that we don't have to take virtually any time out of this important, critical time in American history when the country may be turning from a Republican democracy into a pre-fascist state. I'm sorry to say that, but I truly believe that's what's going on. And so we need this radio station. We need it more than ever. And everybody out there knows it. I'm not making this stuff up.
WAMC.org is how to do it, and we thank you for whatever you can do.
That's right, David. We have seen $5, we've seen $10,000, and not once, but several times in the past. There are people who can do a little bit more. There are people who can only do a little. We respect each of them equally.
WAMC.org. So, Alan, does this all mean with this trial and the way the rules are set up and the way you've described it that we're going to the ballot box one way or the other?
Well, that's true. We are going to the ballot box. And this is an incredibly important time, not only for the presidency, but for the U.S. senators. I've been saying this for a long time. We have a number of senators who Mitch McConnell has obviously reached agreement with, who are on the line when it comes to keeping the Republicans in power in the Senate. That's something he desperately wants to do. We all know that. So you have the president of the United States looking on from Davos, where he didn't go last year for the Great Economic Summit. For some reason, they think it's important this year, perhaps to take attention away from the impeachment process. But for whatever reason, he's there, and they'll be carrying his remarks from there. This president keeps saying, I don't know why they're doing this to me. Well, Mr. President, what you did when you asked a foreign leader to help you bring a political opponent down is exactly why this is happening. This is, in fact, an impeachable offense, and there's no question in my mind about that. So anyway, they're doing everything they can to distract, pull people away from this, but this trial is very important, and the fact that they're making the rules in such a way that people will not be able to hear it or see it indicates to me that they are frightened, and it will put a lot of Republican senators in a bad spot, because when people polled by CNN, 69% want to have witnesses and information, and they say, no, we're going to have a kangaroo court here. Chuck Schumer calls it exactly that kind of thing, and it is, in my mind, one of the great disgraces I have ever seen in my life.
We're seeing the profile of Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York rise as a result of the impeachment. She's one of eight Republican members of Congress now who will be part of the team fighting the impeachment charges, including U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin of Long Island.
David, I am sure that Ms. Stefanik is counting on the fact that she has a lot of Republicans in the district, and the district was carried by Trump, and that she can't lose on this. But I think she's wrong. I think when 69% of the American people in a recent CNN poll say that there should be information, that it should be a fair trial, basically, there are Republicans who have to be in that 69%. And if this is seen as a sham, it could hurt her.
Well, this is a big day in New York. It's budget day, and we have a looming $6 billion budget deficit, and we'll begin to see how Governor Cuomo, at least in his proposal today, is trying to fill that gap.
Well, David, it's clear that this governor has been talking a lot about Medicaid and the amount of money that Medicaid has been sucking out of the state budget. So I'm assuming that's going to be a big part of it. Speaker Hastie is not opposed to taxing the rich. Andrea Stewart-Cousins in the state Senate says nothing doing. She doesn't want to have anything to do with raising taxes. That's because they just took the Senate. And there will be those who say the first thing they try to do is to raise taxes, which is the kind of thing that New Yorkers hate to hear and sends them in droves to Florida and other places. So the governor is going to have to find a way of tightening the purse strings, and probably it'll be mostly over Medicaid.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. That lockbox is open 24/7 at WAMC.org. Spread the love.
It is so important. David, it's where we all live together as we have made this radio station, and we are all in it together. We all made it together. Come on, everybody. WAMC.org, and we'll be whole.